Where are you going? Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today said that he expects President Trump's impeachment trial to begin next Tuesday morning, and he says it could last as long as later that Tuesday morning.
It is a pivotal day in the history of the Republic. Soon, we will find out if breaking the law is illegal.
We are back, and joining me now is the newly impeached, and may I also add, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, third ever in history to be formally charged with high crimes and misdemeanors, President of the United States, at least at the time this interview was recorded. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's really nice.
You've come under scrutiny recently for your seemingly hasty decision to order a strike that killed top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Soleimani.
They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force, but it was imminent, and then all of a sudden, he was gone.
Well, we are in an election year, and some of your harshest critics, like Adam Schiff, are accusing you of weaponizing foreign policy for the sake of your own campaign.
It's a hoax.
Nevertheless, with all this negative publicity, you're really going to have to sell yourself this time.
I think impeachment's a very ugly word, but I think this cheapened the word impeachment. I think Nancy Pelosi and Schiff, you know, because he's corrupt. I mean, here's a guy stands up at the United States Congress and repeats a conversation, except it was a fraud. He made up a conversation.
Girl, what's this new medication you're on? Chill out. You're about to turn blue. Blustering just like a mafia don. It's radical even for you.
Well,
your rants are erratic, absurd, and inane. And while that's completely on brand, it's time you start selling your brand new campaign. Fine. Let me give you a hand. Who's as dim as the Don? Who's as grim as the Don? Who assassinates dudes on a whim in Iran? No, his strategies couldn't be stranger. When handling foreign affairs, we might all be in imminent danger. But as long as he gets reelected, who cares? This is just a rough draft. We can punch this up.
Shrews like the Don, hates fake news like the Don.
When they charge individuals, who's number one? And guess what? Now he's running in 2020.
Go out and vote for the Don. His crimes are fine, the laws are jokes.
His lies are all true, and the truth is a hoax.
It's a disgrace.
Tracks like the Don, dodges tax like the Don.
Who makes up that crazy facts like the Don?
No, there's no one who's caused as much chaos
or broken the laws that he's breached. At the drop of a hat, he'll betray us.
Sure will.
And that's probably why his fat got impeached.
Who can cheat like the Don?
Who can eat like the Don?
Who might start World War III with a tweet like the Don?
So if you've lost your mind or you hate your children,
vote for the Don.
Yes, that Don. In 2016, he relied on his daddy in Russia to help him pull through. But this time he vows it's America first, and that's why he's relying on you.
Like the Don, stoops to lows like the Don. No one coerces or quid pro like the Don.
He's especially lousy at co-creating.
May we present our own fake president? Tell me who could ignore this publicity whore? Sure, he's shady, unfit, impolite, full of just a gangster, a crook, and a con. Even so, pound for pound, he's the best guy around.
If you don't count his blatant disregard for national security or his textbook narcissistic personality disorder, multiple allegations of sexual harassment, propensity for thinly veiled racist and misogynistic behavior, not to mention the fact that he just got impeached for abuse of power and obstructing Congress. No, this is never going to fit on a t-shirt.
That dog.
It's a disgrace.
I think we can work with it.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Trump's impeachment trial is set to begin, and as with any impeachment trial, the Senate will serve as the jury. So this afternoon, all the senators were sworn in by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. And then they signed their names one by one in what's known as the Oath Book. So, you've been called for jury duty in the impeachment trial of President Donald J. Trump. As a juror, the most important thing is to remain impartial. The following remarks by the defendant should not be considered when rendering your verdict.
Ted Cruz, I call him Lying Ted Cruz. He's Lying Ted. He wasn't born in our country, folks. He was born in Canada.
There was a picture out there that reportedly shows Rafael Cruz standing with Lee Harvey Oswald.
I mean, what was he doing with Lee Harvey Oswald shortly before the shooting?
You know, Chuck Schumer, crying Chuck. Crying Chuck Schumer. You know, I used to be a big contributor to him. He used to kiss my ass, Chuck Schumer. He'd do anything. That stiff Mitt Romney, a total stiff running, who, by the way, he's a dope. He's not a smart person, I'll tell you right now.
Crazy Bernie. He's crazy as a bedbug.
Crazy Elizabeth Warren, or as I affectionately call her, Pocahontas. I have more Indian blood than she has, and I have none.
It's this guy, Lindsey Graham. You have a guy, he's one of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen. I think Lindsey Graham is a disgrace. The guy is a nut job.
And then you have Cory Booker. Here's a guy who destroyed, practically by himself, the city of Newark, New Jersey. He was such a bad mayor.
Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage. He's number 11. He's got 1% in the polls. I never attacked him on his look. And believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there.
Da Nang, Richard Blumenthal.
Da Nang, Dick.
He's a fraud. He never was in Vietnam.
You have this clown, Marco Rubio.
Don't worry about it,
all
little.
Right,
don't worry about it, little Marco.
L-I-D-D-L-E, little. Little Marco.
Again, jurors are instructed to disregard these insults. Thank you for doing your civic duty.
In the last week, the impeachment trial against President Trump has been rocked by a series of bombshell revelations from one of Trump's key henchmen in the Ukraine scandal, Lev Parnas. Remember him? A man who, no joke, had a company called Fraud Guarantee, and based on how things have gone, it turns out he is a man of his word.
Will Republican senators allow new witnesses to testify? Well, apparently, some of those witnesses aren't waiting to find out. They're just showing up on TV. And the conversation everyone's talking about right now is Rachel Maddow's interview with Lev Parnas, an associate of Rudy Giuliani. Parnas is important because, unlike some previous witnesses who only heard about what was going on, he claims that he was working closely with Rudy Giuliani to get dirt on the Bidens. So if those other people smelled the borscht, he actually made it. And now he's telling all of America how it went down.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
Are you saying specifically, and I want to sort of drill down on that, that the president was aware that you and Mr. Giuliani were working on this effort in Ukraine to basically try to hurt Joe Biden's political career? He knew
basically
about that.
Yeah, well, it was all about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. It was never about corruption. It was strictly about the Burisma, which included Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Lev Parnas, the indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani,
directly implicates President Trump in the months-long effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens.
Apparently, he wants to sing.
If he wants to sing, it's best for him to sing to the federal prosecutors, really.
Come on, let's party.
Lev Parnas is saying that President Trump knew about everything that was going on in Ukraine and that none of it was really about fighting corruption. That's a big deal coming from Rudy Giuliani's right-hand man. The White House has responded to this interview saying that Parnas is a liar. They say he's only saying this because he's been indicted for campaign finance fraud, and so now he's trying to get a lighter sentence, like a Ukrainian Tekashi 6ix9ine. And Trump has gone one step further, saying that he doesn't even know what a Lev Parnas is, much less that he gave him instructions to get dirt on Joe Biden. To which Parnas is now responding, pics. It did happen.
The President of the United States said he didn't know you.
I don't know those gentlemen. Now, it's possible I have a picture with him because I have a picture with everybody. I don't know them.
I welcome him to say that even more. Every time he says that, I'll show him another picture.
He's lying.
He's lying.
Today, a nonpartisan government agency declared that Trump withholding military aid from Ukraine was illegal. Yeah, the thing he actually did is saying it was illegal. Not maybe illegal, not illegal-ish, illegal.
CNN reported over the weekend that Trump has been shuffling around his chintzy resort in Palm Beach, grousing to club members about how unfair it is that he's facing an impeachment trial.
A source close to the White House saying President Trump has appeared distracted by the impeachment trial, telling people around him at Mar-a-Lago he can't understand why he was impeached.
He is a bit distracted by the ongoing impeachment saga. He's apparently asking people around him, why are they doing this to me?
Donald Trump not knowing why he is impeached is in itself an impeachable offense.
Why are they doing this to me?
Well, here's a 300-page document laying it out. What? No, I don't want to read that. Why?
Why won't they tell me?
Trump knows that ultimately, in the eyes of history, it won't matter whether Republicans successfully rig his impeachment trial to let him off the hook. No matter what, he will be only the third president in history to face such a trial, and it follows him forever, especially as more damning evidence emerges. A few years from now, when they're asked about where they stood on the presidency of Donald Trump, I have a feeling a lot of Republicans will say,
I don't know him.
Now, one of the articles against Trump is something called obstruction of Congress, because the White House is withholding all the materials needed and requested to investigate Trump's Ukraine scheme. Apparently, Trump's pretty proud of that particular crime.
I thought our team did a very good job, but honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
He's bragging about the thing he's on trial for. How does the defendant plead? Your Honor, the defendant pleads, ha, 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 you'll never catch me, I killed them all. Also, not guilty. Over the weekend, House impeachment managers filed a 111-page brief outlining the president's abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. They conclude that the President Trump's conduct is the framers' worst nightmare. Yes, the framers' worst nightmare, next to the one where they're addressing the Continental Congress without pantaloons. In response, the president's lawyers say that abuse of power is not impeachable. Yes, it is. It's the most powerful job in the world. That's why abuse of power is the thing a president is not supposed to do. It's like Lord Acton's famous saying, power corrupts. Is Donald Trump corrupt? Absolutely. But abuse. Right. But they're saying, technically, it's not a crime. Constitutional law scholar Lawrence Tribe says the argument that only criminal offenses are impeachable has died 1,000 deaths in the writings of all the experts on the subject. But it staggers on like a vengeful zombie. Donald Trump is taking none of this lightly. With his presidency on the line, Trump is turning to his favorite legal scholar, television. According to one source, Trump has been telling people that he wanted a high-profile legal team that can perform on television, and Trump loves having people who are on television working for him. Quick, get me Matlock, Perry Mason, Law and Order. Give me that dung-dung thing. And Dharma and Greg. Now, Team Trump includes Harvard Law professor and man who just Googled Alan Dershowitz underwear. Alan Dershowitz, who famously defended O.J. Simpson and Jeffrey Epstein. Give me Dershowitz. I'm as exactly as innocent as Jeffrey Epstein and O.J. Simpson. But Jared, just in case, gas up the Bronco. Now, Dershowitz was on the Sunday shows pushing this whole abuse of power being no biggie.
You needed proof of an actual crime. It needn't be a statutory crime, but it has to be criminal behavior, criminal in nature.
Okay, but during the Clinton impeachment, one prominent legal scholar disagreed.
It certainly doesn't have to be a crime. If you have somebody who completely corrupts the office of president and who abuses trust and who poses great danger to our liberty, you don't need a technical crime. Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot more research. Back then, I took the word of many academics who said that.
So you're
I've now
wrong,
done
then.
The research. No, I wasn't wrong. What I have a more sophisticated basis for my argument now.
Back in 1974, Dershowitz said this about Richard Nixon and Watergate. I'm not happy seeing Nixon's gang being tried by blacks and liberals in the District of Columbia. Wow. The Senate trial starts tomorrow. But we're still a little fuzzy on the details, thanks to Senate Majority Leader and... and crowd favorite Mitch McConnell. Here's how it's supposed to work. As Majority Leader, McConnell writes up the rules for the trial, then the entire Senate votes on those rules. Simple. Thing is, McConnell has so far refused to reveal any of the details about his resolution. Now, Mitch has been hush-hush about the rules of engagement. But it doesn't seem like he's confident Trump is innocent because reportedly McConnell is preparing a resolution that would leave room for President Trump's lawyers to move immediately to dismiss the impeachment charges in what's being called a break glass option. Yes, break glass. Always a sure sign that everything is A-OK. That's why public buildings... That's why public buildings have axes on the wall with signs that say, break glass in case everything's hunky-dory. Now, while McConnell's out there busy rigging the trial, some of the jurors have already started their defense of the president, like Alabama Senator and Frankenstein Noticing Fire, Richard Shelby. Shelby was on This Curious Week with George, and he got asked this question.
Do you think it was proper for the president to solicit foreign interference in our election? We've seen the president in public ask the Ukrainians to get involved, ask the Chinese to get involved.
Well, those are just statements, political. They make them all the time.
So it's okay?
I didn't say it was okay. I said people make them. People do things. Things happen.
That is an ironclad defense. It's like a defense attorney saying, Your Honor, did my client commit murder? Yes, but... things happen. Sometimes very sharp things happen, like 22 times to the torso, okay? You must declare him innocent by reason of, what you gonna do? Kids will be kids. McConnell's rules say that the Senate has to vote on whether they want to consider new evidence at all. And McConnell does not guarantee the trial will include witnesses. So no evidence, no witnesses, just 100 old people stuck in a room together. This isn't a trial, it's the 4 o'clock dinner rush at Denny's. Or a matinee in Branson, Missouri. But if by some wild, crazy chance, in a world where teacups dance and monkeys eat meat, it turns out there are witnesses, McConnell has a built-in fail-safe because if the majority decide to call witnesses, that witness would first be interviewed behind closed doors, meaning they might never testify in public.
The American people, no, shush. The American people deserve a fair and transparent process. Now place the testimony hood over the witness's head and drag him into the fact dungeon and beat him with the truth hose.
But here's the thing. According to a new CNN poll, 69% say that the upcoming trial should feature testimony from new witnesses. That's a two-thirds majority. But then again, if we did what the majority of Americans want, Hillary would be president and we'd have Malamars all year round. Refrigerate the trucks. We have the technology. Uh-huh. If we can have moon pies, we can have Malamars. Now, the same poll found that 51% of Americans say the Senate should remove Trump from office. Oh, no! My old nemesis, majorities. Even worse than my other nemesis, minorities. Now, once arguments got underway, House Impeachment Manager Adam Schiff laid out exactly why McConnell's rules for the trial are nothing like the Clinton impeachment.
All of the documents in the Clinton trial were turned over prior to the trial. All 90,000 pages of them, so they could be used in the House's case. None of the documents have been turned over by the president in this case. And under Leader McConnell's proposal, none may ever be. If the House cannot call witnesses or introduce documents and evidence, it's not a fair trial. It's not really a trial at all. Ask yourselves, how would you structure the trial if you didn't know what your party was? And you didn't know what the party of the president was?
TV lawyer Jay Sekulow got up to rebut on behalf of the president and really raised more questions than he answered.
What are we dealing with here? Why are we here?
Why are we here? What's love got to do with it? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. In summation,
where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Why are we here? Are we here because of a phone call?
We are here, sir, to follow the facts, apply the law, be guided by the Constitution, and present the truth to the American people. That is why we are here, Mr. Sekulow. And if you don't know, now you know.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
Bing. Bong, bong, bong.
Last name Sekulow, first name Jay. I'm not a good attorney, but I do it anyway. You step off for a legally destroyer. My first job was Mr. Burns' lawyer.
Ben Starr here, back from 99. Defending Trump, spitting law rhymes.
My name's Cipollone, I'm the lead Trump crony. My defendant likes ham, and my points are baloney.
I'm Alan Dershowitz, yeah, that Alan Dershowitz. I may be old, but I still have my wits. I defended OJ, his glove did not fit. My underwear was on, so you couldn't see my bits.
We're Trump's team, we're his entourage.
Now who wants to give me a deep massage?
Bong.
What? I'll leave my underwear on.
Now, a White House attorney, Pat Cipollone, seemed to think that collecting evidence was itself somehow unfair.
If I showed up in any court in this country and I said, Judge, my case is overwhelming, but I'm not ready to go yet. I need more evidence before I can make my case. I would get thrown out in 2 seconds.
No, you wouldn't. It's called discovery. Courts allow it all the time. Instead of opening statements. Look, Cipollone, instead of opening statements, maybe you should have spent your hour watching Law and Order. Now, Cipollone couldn't justify no evidence, and he couldn't justify no witnesses. So how do you make a case with no argument? Volume!
When you look at these articles of impeachment, they're not only ridiculous, it's outrageous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's long past time that we start this so we can end this ridiculous charade
Yes, let's get started. And while we're at it, get Pat Cipollone a thesaurus, because it's ridiculous, it's outrageous, it's egregious, it's iniquitous, ooh, opprobrious, it's nutrageous. Now, at one point, Schiff corrected Cipollone's characterization of the House process.
And Mr. Cipollone made the representation that Republicans were not even allowed in the depositions conducted in the House. Now, I'm not going to suggest to you that Mr. Cipollone would deliberately make a false statement. I will leave it to Mr. Cipollone to make those allegations against others. But I will tell you this, he's mistaken.
They lie and lie and lie and lie. It's about time we bring this power trip in for a landing. It's a farce. And it should end. Mr. Nadler, you owe an apology to the President of the United States and his family.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body.
Every time you hear them attacking House managers, I want you to ask yourselves, away from what issue are they trying to distract me? What was the issue that came up just before this? What are they trying to deflect my attention from? Why don't they have a better argument to make on the merits?
President Trump responded by saying, I would like you to do us a favor, though, the so-called three amigos. Everyone was in the loop.
You could not help but be moved by the historic nature of the event, unless you were Senator Rand Paul, because according to one reporter, every few minutes, Rand Paul keeps flipping through his notebook to do bits of a crossword. Yesterday, the trial went until nearly 2 a.m. Chuck Schumer kept proposing amendments. Mitch McConnell kept tabling those amendments by party line votes. Republicans rejected seeing records from the White House, evidence from the State Department, documents from the Office of Management and Budget, Defense Department documents, and subpoenas for testimony from John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney. Oh, come on! Why are you rejecting all information? Aren't you the least bit curious about all the crazy Trump did? You don't even have to do anything about it. Just vote to find out what it was. Yesterday, Idaho Senator James Risch fell asleep. Okay, listen, give him a break. This thing went to almost 2 a.m. It's totally understandable that Senator Risch fell asleep at 5:30 p.m. Wow.
The only conclusion consistent with the facts and law, not just the law, but the Constitution, is clear. If this conduct is not impeachable, then nothing is.
Really? Nothing? Woohoo! Corruption party at my place. First one there gets to replace Lincoln on the five.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.